He's, yes, I've heard my friend say that. He gets so provoked with them. I'll tell you what we did. When I went up there the first time up the country, my friend had some boys staying with her. One of them ran a sawmill. And so when I was introduced to him, I'd never seen him or anything before. He was a young man, and I was just a schoolgirl. The oldest girl was my friend. When he came home from work, he had a little tin basin on the back porch, you know. He washed his hands first before he did anything. The pump was right then. He pumped the water into the basin. And Hayden says, come on and meet Edgar. And so she says, Edgar, this is Alice. Edgar gave me a look and he said, how do you do, Cousin Alice? And I said, just fine, Uncle Edgar. So ever after that, for years he corresponded with me. And I always addressed him as Uncle Edgar.
Uncle Edgar.
And he wrote to me as Cousin Alice.
All right.
So we were, she and I were always up to something. So one day we found a cow head in the back lot, way back of the house. Had been there, there wasn't any skin on it. There was nothing but flies. But it was dried. And you couldn't, there was no odor from it at all. So she says, let's put that in Edgar's bed.
Great.
And so they used mosquito balls then, you remember them?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you got a lot to learn.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. We went up and we went and got the cow head. And it, just like I say, it must have 1,000 flies on it. So we got some of them off, and we took it on up to his room. And his room was right over our room. And so we let down the mosquito ball. That was to keep the mosquitoes off. And we put that cow head under the mosquito ball. And the flies couldn't get out. And so we left it there for him to come home to. And that night when he went up to his room, we heard him beating and beating and beating, trying to kill the flies. And then we heard, he said, them devils, I knew they were up to something.
That was a fine thing.
And another thing, we went over to the curtain downstairs and we saw the rosin as it went through. It fell into the salt, and some of it had fallen on the ground. And it looked just like molasses candy. Prettiest thing you want to see.
Oh, yeah.
So we got pretty face, and he sat here at the table, and she sat on this side, and I sat on this side. And so we had a plate of candy sitting right by his plate. And I said, Edgar, do you want some molasses candy? Oh, he said, that sure does look good. Yeah, I'll take some. But he takes a piece. I had to take a piece too, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
So as to misread him. And Aiden, she took a piece. And he put it in his mouth and bit down on it.
Goodness.
He says, what are you all going to do next? I couldn't kill it.
Sound like you had a pretty good time with him.
Oh, I had a pretty good time all the time.
Well, talking about calling cows, would you say the same thing if you were calling a calf?
Yeah.
Sub calf or something like that?
Well, a calf generally follows its mother anyway, you know.
Right.
I say the calf generally follows its mother.
Yes, ma'am.
She goes where the mother goes.
I see.
Until she gets big enough to venture for herself.
Right.